tub.
Yeah.
Island tub.
Very
nice.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I have to come to the graduation. When is graduation?
May 25th. I'm not speaking, so don't worry. Yeah.
You're not speaking?
I have like a couple scripted lines, but the official...
It's what?
I have like scripted,
ooh,
pre-scripted.
I hate when they do that. It's so undignified. First of all, they should have you speak.
The speaker this year, they like rotate. Like the official speaker for the valedictorians is Sims this year. I think Sims women.
And we don't have the Sims valedictorian?
I think it's the women's winner.
You don't have the Sims juniors. You only have juniors in Sims.
Okay. So.
The men have that.
Because we historically we've had a lot of Sims valedictorians here too. Including David Weiss. Oh. Yeah. But first of all, Mazel tov. It's a big honor. And you know, we know that you'll represent us well. But well deserved. So.
He's going to break in the script and give a shout out this year.
What?
He's creating a break.
No, he doesn't have to do that, but I would have liked to hear, you know, what he had to say. We'll talk anyway. Maybe he'll tell me what you would have said. Okay. Schedule, this is a little bit of schedule change. Yeah, thank you. So because we get a Mazel Tov, which is a very good thing, so I'm going to be in Israel next week. So the only way to do that really is to go for logistical reasons, like Sunday to Sunday. So, but we do want to get in the last shiur, and I'm not going to finish everything today. So maybe we'll try one of those hangout things, right? So probably, I'm just trying to figure out... I think originally we were scheduled to have last year on Sunday, but Sunday I'm going to be... I don't think I can do it Sunday before I leave. I'm leaving like, you know, late morning or like 12 o'clock or something. Is it better to try this? No, it's probably be tough. I'm just trying to think. Could we do it sometime Monday? Yeah. So let's try for... maybe we'll be in touch, right, Shua? And I think I still have the connection. Once you have the connection, you have the connection?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like on my Gmail now? Is that how it works? Okay. So if we could, let's try Monday. Let's say 1 o'clock. I'll be in touch with you, but let's try for regular time. Monday. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Today I want to finish up some Eved Kanani and some Kabbalah Nesina and start, you know, and start with the next, you know, topic, at least to get it going. There's not so much. Again, we've done a lot of the things through really Ches. So what I really want to do is when we come back in June, I really want to do one shiur on the stuff that the intervening stuff, in other words, that we haven't done. But I really want put it this way, the second shiur in June, I don't know what the dates are, but the second shiur in June will start probably with the last line on Ches Amud Aleph, really Ches Amud Beis, in other words, right, mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan, which we've touched on actually twice anyway. It's come up twice already. If you remember the Tosis Rid on Chalipin, because that's how he interpreted Chalipin in a way. And the Rajba, of course, in IOUs, right, in Shtar Adme, the Rajba says, what are you talking about? How can it be? It's like mana ein kan, you know, mashkon ein kan. Anyways, so mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan is a very, and mashkon in general, a very, very lively and good topic. Tanei al Gabi said the bottom of Chesed Beis we're pretty much done. So we want to do is the topics we're going to do is one topic, one shiur will be hopefully only one shiur. I'll try to make it that on whatever we don't finish until the bottom of Chesed Aleph. But a lot of the things we've done, in other words, Harayat Mekudesh is for Yashlim, which is a Tanai issue. Kol Amar Manas Kamer Miachshav Dami, we pretty much did on Vav Mud Beis. The Didi Shavali we talked about when we talked about Chayshin and Shem Hashem Pruta B'madai, and also when we talked about Pidgin Aben, twice actually. So I think we've pretty much covered that. I may want to say a few words about it. The Chatzi Isha issue we're not going to get to, we're not going to finish that today, but I do want to give that one extra share on Monday maybe to talk about some of those questions. So that's the plan, just to today and virtual shiur, I guess, or the electronic shiur, however you want to say it, to try to get through as much as possible. But then one shiur, and then starting Mashko in June, and then filling in just some other things on Shtar, Kiddush Shtar, and Kiddush Shebiya But we've really done most of the major topics, you know, through your Dalid. We just haven't done all the pages, so I want to fill in that. For today, I want to finish up with Eved Knani, which is we've seen as a complicated sugya. I want to just give a little more clarity on that, and then the question of Kabbalah and the Sino, which it's very much connected to. So I probably made a mistake and should have just, because I was trying to cheat a little bit and go a little quicker, but I should have had you look also just at the language of the Gemara on Chav Gimel, Eved Knani. So I'm just going to fill that in now, but there's much more to talk about. So I apologize for, you know, doing this probably a little bit, you know, in a disorganized fashion. Probably would have just helped. The Aruka is usually the Katsara, as we usually find, and this is a good example of it. Okay. So what we've seen so far is that Eved Knani is Eved Knani, Mishum Shneim, Adam Chashuv, right? These are four cases that we're discussing here on Zion of an Aleph. The challenge in them is to see not only whether they work in Kiddushin, but whether or not they, you know, conform with the typical dinim of, you know, the typical Hagdaros, and especially the typical Hagdara of Kinyan Mamon or Kinyan Kesef. And as I said, in all four, we have this interesting question and challenge. There's a parallel in the four, but it's not necessarily that they all develop in the same way. And the biggest question in all of them is, in the end of the day, the chiddush of each, right, is a more universal chiddush and therefore integrates into these categories, and then we apply them to Kiddushin. Or are we acknowledging, in the end of the day, about one of these four, all of these four, some of these four, that they are permutations, or that the chiddush, you know, remains, and therefore we're saying something about kiddushin, either lekula or lechumra, right? That it isn't really a typical, or what we would have typically expected to find in a kinyan kesef type situation. And nonetheless, you know, the Kiddushin is being cut, right? So with regard to Arev, that was a complicated topic because it rests on, you know, what could have been three distinctive perspectives: Hischaivus, Kabbalah, Hana, and for some it really is, let's not forget that, and yet we saw that, you know, especially in the Rambam, but even in the Rajba and some other Rishonim, when you look at the inconsistencies, and then that forces you basically to take a step back and to analyze this in a little more of a complex or nuanced way, not because we want to confuse, but because that's what Makoros seem to be, you know, projecting, that, you know, the relationship between the Shibud part, the Kesef part, the Hana part, these three factors, or some of the factors, is more complex, and they feed off each other. And that's, you know, how we can explain some of the discrepancies despite the overlap. When it comes to Adam Chashuv, again, that we also talked about, you know, two broad perspectives. The idea that we're dealing with just purely what looks like a really peculiar, strange, counterintuitive case, but ends up being just about Hana, and then the conversion of Hana into Kesef, and how that works, you know, and then, of course, it has its own complexities because, you know, how does that fit in with the Levi problem, and Rabban Levi, and Chalipin, and in general, and the Nasnahi V'Amarhu part of the story, and if there's some sort of a combination. So, you know, that ended up being, you know, where we had, like, kind of, again, three perspectives. Either this ends up being pure Kesef, and it's fine, or it ends up not being, you know, Kesef Hana, and really is a kind of a Nasnahi, you know, of Amarhu that works, or something in between, where it's a different kind of kesef, or it's a converted kesef, you know, and so on and so forth. And once again, how the chen linyan mamona, how the other cases work, and so on. As we had with Arev, again, Arev ends up plugging in. Even in Arev, you know, if you focus on the Kabbalah or you focus on the Tzina, but especially if you take the view that it's more complex, so the idea that, oh, once you start combining it with other things, like maybe the role of Amira is going to be different in Arev than in other cases, because you need the Amira, you know, to trigger or to, you know, transmute, let's say, some of these raw factors right into legally effective factors. And that's what we had a little bit with the Tosriya Zakein, and a you know, lot with some of the Rishonim on the Sugya and Chesamid base, right, in the and Yud Tesamid Aleph, and so on. When it comes to Eved Ketani, all of this is a little bit even more complicated, and that's why we're struggling with it, because in the end of the day, it's hard to assess the factor that the Gemara identifies as its chiddush. Now, in the case of Arav, we understand what that factor is. It's that there seems to be no Kabbalah. And then we have to live with the consequences, right? Either there is a Kabbalah because the Kesef is the Hana, or there is a Kabbalah because Al-Pidin, that's considered a Hagdara of Kabbalah, right? But maybe there are a lot of issues that go into defining that one way or another. When it comes to the Knani, right, the problem isn't Kabbalah, as we know. The problem is on the Nesina level. And what we try to figure out more is, like, what is Eved Kenani really such a big chiddush? And if it really is such a big chiddush, then how can this work at all, basically? To explain each one and then to document it just a little bit more. But again, working off things that we've done, but I just want to put it in a little clearer framework. Meaning, the Gemara's emphasis is in the fact that the Mekadeh, that the Bailim, let's say, in the case of Kiddushin, is not Mechaser Mamone. And the question is, you know, is that really such a big deal? What does it mean, number one? Is it about Hefsen or is it about, you know, Kinyanim? He has to be the Kone, he has to own the money that he's using for Kesef Kiddushin. Is that really such a big deal to begin with? And if it is it only a big deal in something like Kiddushin and maybe Shechur Eved? And then the Chiddush is that in these contexts where maybe you require a different kind of, you know, of Maisa to create these chaloses, so then either whatever Mechaser Mamona, whatever one of these two or Mechaser Mamona is about, is a big deal, and therefore it's a chiddush. But maybe it wouldn't be such a chiddush elsewhere. Or is it even more than that? It's not just mechaser, the factor of mechaser mamono, it's really a much bigger question about whether or not this really constitutes a nesina at all. And the mechaser mamono part is just, you know, kind of, you know, reflecting that. Because legally, if you just take the objective case of Eved Kenani, there doesn't seem to be a relationship between the nosein, right, and the bailim, right? Whether it's the nosein, the third party in the case of Eved Kenani, doesn't seem to be connected at all with the Eved Kenani, who is the, you know, beneficiary of this whole transaction. Or in the case of Kiddushin, right, it seems like a third party who is unrelated to the Bailim, whoever's doing the act of Kiddushin or initiating it or giving the Kesef, etc., doesn't seem to be connected to the owner. In which case, it isn't just a problem of, you know, is there a Mechaser Mamon here, right? And whatever that does, generally or specifically in these cases, it seems to be a much bigger question of how does the legal action of A really accrue to B, right, in the end of the day. So either we have a problem of, like, what's the big deal, or we have a problem of, wow, how does this work, you know, even lahalacha. Like in the other cases, we can also ask the question, in the end of the day, when it works, that it works is because, you know, this is all in the Hava Mina. You know, this Kiddush, you know, is not such a big Kiddush, or we look at it in such a way that really it is more conforming and conventional, right? Or, oh no, we're really a Mechadesh in the end of the day, that this remains Mechudash, either because of the Mechasre Mamon part, or especially because, assuming that it's a case where there is really no legal tziruf, no legal obvious tziruf between, or it's a very loose tziruf between the parties, it's a big lalecha, more it is than a, you know, what we normally require, right, to be considered, you know, a hemshek or tziruf maisim. And at the end of the day, we're saying, you know, this looser connection or is enough, or you don't really need that connection because, let's say, either the act of Shichrur in Eved or the act of Maisa Kiddushin, right, contrary to our initial expectations, is really not so much a Maisa of the Bailin. Maybe it really is all about Kabbalah Sa'isha, right, or Tziruf to Ein Nesina, not necessarily Nesina Sabal, etc. In which case, we walk away with a big hit. So what I'm saying is, we need to evaluate here what the chiddush is, and also the maskana, you know, how mechudash that remains. So having said that, you know, it's very much easier to say in the case of Arev, you know, what the chiddush is and its neutralization. Ironically, we understand the chiddush of Arev to begin with more easily, and we also understand lamaskana how it might not be such so mechudash at all, because once we say, oh, it's a Kabbalah, oh, it's a Hana, so then we're just plugging it in. And in the case of Eved Kenani, we have two opposite problems to figure out why this is such a big deal as opposed to other cases to begin with, and then to figure out Lamaskana, if it is a big deal, we're like, why is it even working? Now, again, if you take the view, just to highlight it a little bit further for a second, of Rashi, right, which is that in our case, we're talking about Shlichus, right? So then the Mechaser Mamona part, right, as you know, what's the big deal, looms a lot larger, because, you know, the relationship between the parties, at least, is standard and conventional, right? So Mati is the Shliach of the Bailin. So then the question is, oh, and the money has to come from the bank account of the Bailin, you know? And is that only in Kiddushin? Is that in general? And is the Chiddush in the end, you know, that it's not so Mechudash? Or what? On the other hand, if you hold like the Rambam, I'm assuming that they're arguing, and I'll get to that point in a second. If you hold like the Rambam Udime, which is that we're not talking about Shlichus, right? So then the bigger problem is not to figure out like what's the big deal and why isn't this Pashut or why isn't this conventional? It's to figure out like how does it really work? And what does this say, either about, you know, general relationships or about Kesef Kiddushin? Because at the end of the day, you're being, the Kiddushin takes place, or the Maisa Kiddushin takes place, without Shlichus. So Biglalecha, the Tziruf alone, or the Kabbalah to the Isha, right, L'shem Kiddushe Habaylim, even though he didn't do the Maisa, right, that's really enough in Kiddushin? So these are just two, just to highlight. Okay, go ahead. Ask the question, but I'm going to take the. If I'm about to get to it, I'm going to hold you off.
Is it controversial to even say that it's clear in the Rambam's case that the third party is doing the Maisa Kiddushin?
I don't think so.
Isn't that precise in question?
It's a little bit in question, but what I'm saying is that if there's no Shlich, unlike Ra, I'm contrasting it with Ra.
The Maisa Kiddushin is really the Baal Zamira in conjunction.
Well, that's a big hint. I think that's a matter of semantics. I mean, he doesn't. I'm assuming. Because the Pashtus, the Amira.
That the physical handing over of the is part of the Maisa Kiddushin.
That's what we would have all thought in advance of this. Yeah?
I thought Kemat all the Rishonim agree that, you know, Tli Kiddushe Kandabe Karka is not a problem for Kiddushin. Maybe it's a Pashtus.
That's a Machlokas Rishonim. But that's a different question.
Even
then, it was, even the Rishonim would
think it's problematic.
I think
it's problematic
because
the Makish
of Ayali
Yitzia. Not because there's no
Maisa. Some think that, no, because you might just say that when I say Tli, if it's my money and it's Tli, so then the physical Pu'ula isn't what's important, but it still comes from my Bailus.
But it still demonstrates that the physical handing over the.
It's another case which chips away. I would agree that it's another case. First of all, there are some Rishonim who think it doesn't work. There are some Rishonim who think it doesn't work in Shtar, but who think that, just like we had in Karka in the beginning, there are three views of Tli Gitech Malgabe, Tli Kiddushech Malgabe Karka. Right? One is that it doesn't work at all. One is that it works even in the Shtar Kiddushin. And the other one's that you're Mechali. But that too, I think, belongs 100% on this list, as does the cases on Zion and the base. All I'm saying is that in the end of the day, I don't think that the Amira is the Maisa Kiddushin, but I think what you would say is what I said a second ago, which is that the chiddush of Eved Kenani may very well be that you need only to be mitzuraf to a Maisa Kedushin, or that the what you need to be mitzuraf to is the fact that she's mekabelis the Kedushin. Now, if you say that, either of those things, that works for Tliki Dekmal Gabe Karka too. But that is a chiddush. You're not really arguing on that point. In other words, you're saying, oh, but there's an Amira and there's a Kabbalah and he's mitzuraf to that. And I'm saying, yeah, and that is the chiddush, according to the Rambam, of Eved Kenani. Now, how much of a chiddush that is, we'll still discuss, but that is a chiddush. Tli gitech mal gabe, tli shtarech, or kiddushech is a chiddush, too. Because normally we would have thought, that's what the Gemara is saying. We normally would have thought.
Separate issues. I thought that the question of Eved Kenani would bear on whether or not the purchaser has to be the payer. And
right.
The question of what I'm raising now is a question of, does the Maisa Kedushin require a Maisa Nesina from the Baal to the Isha?
Right, and I'm suggesting that I agree with you. Those
does Maisa Kedushin even require a Maisa Nesina?
Right, and I'm saying that
the first question is the question
of Mechasrei Mamone, and in a narrower way. The question, and maybe that's the central question of Eved Kenani, or maybe not, that's what I'm saying. Now, you're assuming as a double pashut, the only question in Eved Kenani is the Mechasrei Mamon question. And I'm saying I think that that's wrong. I think that, according to some Rishonim, that's the only question. And according to Rashi, the Pashtus, that's the only question. And what I'm saying is that according to the Rambam Udi'imei, more likely is that there is this second question, namely, whether or not you require a Nesina or Tziruf to the Kabbalah is sufficient, or her Kabbalah is Koveya, and that it's also possible, once you say that, that the question of Mechasrei Mamone, and therefore the source of the money, is not a non-factor, according to the Rambam, but that the reason that it is a factor, or the reason that it is Mechudash, is precisely for the reason that you're taking the view that you don't need a Maisa Kedushin. What I'm basically saying is there are two broad ways to understand Eved Kenani. One is that it's about the source of the money, and the chiddush is that that's so important. And the second one is that it's about the structure of the Maisa. And I'm saying that if you take the second view, then you may either ignore the first point and say that's not really what Mechasrei Mamon means, or you may think that the reason that Mechasrei Mamon is significant is precisely because of that. And I'm suggesting that the Rambam very likely holds that way.
Is there any evidence that Eved Kenani pertains to whether there's a Maisa Kedushin?
Well, I mean, that's certainly the way the Mishnah Melech understands it.
I thought the Mishnah Melech was asking whether or not about the Shabbos.
No, the Mishnah Melech is asking whether you need a Nesina or you need a Kabbalah. And he's trying to prove from Eved Kenani.
The Mishnah Melech in Hey Aleph, the Shem Rishbaz, was saying that it's about the Shavuos.
No. The Shavuos case, we'll get to it in a second. The Shavuos case of the Radvaz highlights the question of Nesina or Kabbalah. If you throw something to the woman, and from the time you throw it to the time you get it, it's worth a pruta, says the Radvaz. That is a case, or says the Mishnah Melech, then discussing the Radvaz, that's a case where you have no Nesina, because you have less than a Pruta, but you have a Kabbalah. It is a case of Shabbos.
I don't remember the Mishnah Melech saying that it's not a Nesina question. I thought he said that.
Look at it again. I think it's very clear. But we'll get to it in a second. Good. So these are the two perspectives. So what I want to do is just highlight a little bit these. Number one, the Mechasrei Mamon question and how pashut or difficult that is. Number two, the second question, whether or not you're dealing with only a Kabbalah or a Tziruf LeKabbalah or a Tziruf to somebody else's Nesina. By the way, those could be also different things. Do you only have to be Mitzuraf? All you care about is the Kabbalah. There needs to be a Nesina. It just doesn't have to be from the Bialin. I just want to highlight that just a little bit more. But in general, I think that is the general question of Rashi and the Rambam. And that Mechasrei Mamon for the Rambam is a reflection of that. The in between these is the discussion that the Rishonim have here about Zach and Ladim Shalom Bafanov, which I also want to discuss. Kazachin la'adam shelo b'fanav is structurally something in between these issues, right? Because it is a case, if you assume that tzchiyah is not just mitam shlichos, but that it's a little bit more of an independent action from the perspective of the person who's doing the maisa, so there too, albeit perhaps differently, you have a situation where there's tziruf to the result, to the nesina, certainly tziruf to the Kabbalah, right? But less of a clear-cut connection to the maisa and the pa'ula. So I want to talk just briefly. The Rishonim here bring up Zachin. There's a debate about it that we discussed already. I'm not going to go back into that. But in the sugya of Eved Knani, it's particularly acute that there is this connection. It's a bit of an unclear connection, and it just needs to be at least spoken about a little bit more. Now again, Zechiyah Shalomitam Shlichus works better with this as a middle case, but even some views of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, where it's not just an implicit minui, would also be relevant to this question. And therefore the question also whether or not Zechiyah works in Kiddushin, whether or not if it doesn't work, it has nothing to do with Chova and Zchus, but again, this lack of a sufficient Maisa Mitzad Habaylim becomes an important question issue as well. In addition to all this, another aspect to be looked at in this question of Eved Knani is exactly the two cases themselves. Because in the case of Kiddushin, the requirement of a pe'ula or a maisa seems to be, at least intuitively initially, something that is more central, right? In Eved Knani, as we'll just discuss very, very briefly in just a second, that requirement is a little bit more amorphous. So the Shichur Eved Knani requires that the Maisa, you know, come from someone who is Mitzuraf, you know, to the Eved Knani himself. The fact that we're deriving Kesef Kiddushin from Eved Knani, depending on what you say about each of these cases, is something which troubled the Achronim a lot. Okay? Machne Ephraim and some of the later Achronim, Machne Ephraim I've seen, that's a piece in Nuchos Shluchim Simen Tesvav, which we'll talk about a little later, very quickly. But again, other later Achronim for sure, I've seen references to them, I just have the piece of Dvar Avram and other people, very troubled by the relationship between these two cases. And by extension, of course, again, the Chein Le'inan Mamona, the fact that the Rishonim debate whether or not this really works outside of Eved Knani and Kiddushin, or whether it's Dafka, the two. Again, the discussion of the Rambam and why the Rambam was Mashmit. In theory, the Rambam was Mashmit Eved Knani from Hilchos Mechira could be explained, you know, in two opposite ways. The Ran explained it, and, you know, the Kesef Mishnah and so on, that Eved Knani is a huge Chiddush, which I think it is for the Rambam, and Ein Lecha Ba Ela Chidusho based on law, and so on, which we tried to explain already a little bit. There's another possibility too, right? I'm not sure for the Rambam or for somebody like the Rambam, and that is that the reason that Eved Knani, you know, would not be spelled out is because outside of the anticipated higher requirements, let's say, of Kiddushin and Shechur Eved, right, which where the Maisa and the Chalos and the Matir maybe make it more important that there either be Mechaser Mamono or some sort of greater Tziruf in the Maisa Nesina or the Maisa the Pe'ula to the Bailim. Maybe in other areas of Halacha, you know, this just comes under the regular din, let's say for Rashi of Shlichus or for others of Zachin. And therefore, there's a Chalos Eved Knani anywhere other than in the higher requirements. Now, that's opposite of what the Ram says. So that's something to think about, too. So I just want to take a couple of minutes just to elaborate this perspective a little bit more. Okay. So in the, first of all, in the Gemara itself, in Eved Knani, we have some interesting discussions of this. The Mishnah says on Chof Gimel, again, this is where I apologize for not having it. Had you looked at it, this would have been smarter to do it that way, frankly. But the Mishnah on Chof Beis Amid Beis, right? Oh, let's start with us. Our sugya makes it seem like Eved Kanani is a huge chiddush, right? And that's what we've been discussing for the last 20 minutes, right? How big is the chiddush, and how you know, how much have we bridged it, you know, lahalacha in these cases? But it sounds like it's a big deal, and it sounds like it's mukudash. Is that true when you look at the sugya? In just one second, if you look at the sugya later on I didn't say anything yet, so.
The Gemara doesn't make it seem like it's such a big fetish. The Gemara states it as like a French woman in Eved Kanani.
The Gemara says you wouldn't have thought that it would work because it's not Makasa Mabono. Don't you say that?
The Gemara didn't say the Gemara gave a case.
And then the Gemara wants to know whether it also applies in Dine Mamanus.
Well, the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara says the Kainan in Mamanus.
Okay. I mean, you need to say the Kainan in Mamanus. That's what the Rishonim all point out. You don't need to say that if it's not. And then the Gemara doesn't say Utsriicha? I don't get it. The Gemara doesn't say Utsriicha?
The Gemara doesn't say Utsriicha.
It doesn't?
Gemara doesn't say
Utsriicha. So that means it's a Chiddush. You might have been Mechalik.
A lot of Rishonim don't think that's
okay. Tamar, really. of course, the Gemara says it's a Chiddush. I mean,
it's definitely not a bigger Chiddush than Arev or Eved
Kanani. I didn't say that it was a bigger Chiddush than Arev. Like Arev, which is a big Chiddush, at least initially, the Gemara says that Eved Kanani is a Chiddush. Right? And then the Gemara says, once you know Arev and once you know Eved Kanani, that Midin Shneim is a Chiddush.
Not Eved Tzvicha means a Chiddush.
Okay. I'm assuming that it does. And especially since, according to the Rambam, it may not even apply. So the Gemara on Chav Gimel, the Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Beis, just to point out, says, Eved Kanani nikta bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, b'kones atzmo b'kesef ayidei acherim, u'b'shtar ayidei atzmo, div Rabbi Meir, chachamim say b'kesef ayidei atzmo, u'b'shtar Oh. So, number one, you have the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and the Gemara basically attacks it on both levels. Eved Kanani, according to Rabbi Meir, is a chov, right? Chov in la'adam. Somebody we discussed somebody who asked me after this year about sugya and ksuvas. But Michal Eli Eved? Was it you, Alex? Yeah. So I was saying that Lahalacha, we paskin that Shichur Eved is a tzchus, not a kov, because we paskin like a kalmim. That's why when the Gemara says in Ksuvis that Michal Eli Avda behefkera, that's in the context of becoming a ger, it's not in the context of Shichur. But according to Rabbi Meir holds that Shichur Eved is a chov. So that's number one. Number two is that he was of the opinion that an Eved Kanani can never acquire any money. Even if you give money to an Eved Kanani, Almanas She'en Lo Rishuspo, Almanas She'en Lo Rabbo Lo Rishuspo, it doesn't work. Right. So according to Rabbi Meir, Eved Kanani Nikna B'Kesef, the Kesef is Kona Atzmo B'Kesef Al Yedei Acherim. That's the only method. U'Bishtar Al Yedei Atzmo, right? Because there's no Zachin. And the Chachamim think bein ayde atzmo, bein ayde acherim when it comes to kesef. Oh. So the Gemara, initially here on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, just to point it out, says bekesef ayde acherim in aval ayde atzmo lo, b'maya skinan, right? Ilema shalomi daito, mechti shaman le Rav Meir domar chovu le'evet sheitzah the rabbi. Chayes can't be shalomi daito, right? Utzina zochen lodim shalom b'fana ben chav and ela b'fana, which is fascinating because this is midin Eved Kanani. Right, so I'm trying to explain that you know, this is still subject to Zachin. El Pshita, right, mi daito. But Kamash Malan, Aydecherin in, Aydeatzmolo, Kazain can you never blow rabo? So then the Gemara says, Ihachi Ema Sefa Bishtar, Aydeatzmo, Aydeatzmin, Aydecherin, lo, imi daito, Aydecherin, my lo. Pchite Mamai, Deatzma, Aydeatzmo, right, but Kamashman, Gitav Yonah Bankechad, we're not going to get into that. So then finally the Gemara says, Amrabaya, this is the key, La'olam shalomi daito, right? That kesef ayde acherim is shalomi daito, shalomi da'asa eved, ayde acherim. The shiny kesef, ho, the kanile balkarcha, maknile balkarcha. Right? Then the Gemara says, Ihachi shtar nami, hai shtar lechud, v'hai shtar lechud. So then, again, Achanami Aikas B'lechodek is exactly the same Shaka V'tari we had in our Gemara Daf Hey, Tiva Miachad. And Rava said, Kesef Kabolas Rabo Gormalo, Shtar Kabolas Acherim Gormalo. Oh. So the question is as follows. When you, in the end of the day, right, what is the, you know, what's the proper perspective here on Kesef Aide Acherim, which is the din of Eved Knan. So Rashi here, when the Gemara says that it's Midaito, if it's a case of Midaito, according to Rabbi Meir, which is what it is, so Rashi says, Vim Tomar Pshita, right? Ho Itzrich La Shmina Dai Deatzmo Lo Dein Kenil Eved Bela Rabba B'Shum Tzad. So again, it's a simple reading of the Gemara, and Rashi is zeroing in on it. And that is that the, again, the simple reading of the Gemara is that according to Rav Meir and Midaito is a davar pashut. Right? Unlike our Gemara, which is saying that the fact that there is no mechaser mamono makes us a little bit mechudash. We'll see in the same vein in just a second that you have the same idea for the Chachamim. Rashi's Ha'ara is that in Ochanami, this is Pashut. So the Achronim Alatar, some of them, Pnei Yoshua and others, ask a stira between the Pashtus of this Gemara and Rashi, which seems to be saying that Eved Knani, that part of Eved Knani, the Chiddush in Eved Knani is that it's not Al Yidei Atzmo, not that Al Yidei Acherim works. And the implication, I think, clear of our Gemara, which is that Eved Knani is Mechudash, that it's not Pasha, right? Yeah. Oh. The Pnei Yoshua himself there says that, that's what the Gemara is saying, that, you know, if you put the two Gemaras together, you would have thought it was Mechudash. That's the Gemara in Zayin Amud Aleph. And Kamash Malan, that it isn't so Mechudash. Now, I would just add that according to Rashi Lishitaso, since on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, we're even talking about a case of Shlichos, right, that might actually work in well. Yeah.
Is Midaito and Chof Gimel necessarily implying Shlichos?
I'm saying?
Is Midaito and Chof Gimel necessarily
no. So that's another question that the Achronim ask, and that why is, if indeed we're learning out Zayin Amud Aleph, and that's or Eved Kanani's Kesef Kedushin from, Kesef Kedushin Al Yidei Din Eved Kanani from Eved Kanani, how come there's no Shlichos in the case of, pretty clear there's no case of Shlichos in the case of Eved Kanani? So that's a question the Achronim ask. And I think that, for that reason, some of them say what Itamar mentioned about a week ago or 3 or 4 days ago, which is, maybe Rashi is Lavdafka. We'll see in a moment that Pnei Yoshua has that idea, but for a different reason, but other Achronim say it, because they say, well, after all, how do you get it from Eved Knani when there's no Shlichus? I think a better answer, a necessary answer, is to say that whatever is the problem of Bechaser Mamono in Kiddushin, despite Shlichus, right, has its parallel in Eved Knani, even when there's no Shlichus. Okay. In other words, and basically what I'm trying to suggest is that maybe when you're dealing not with a regular Kinyan and Hakna, but with something which is, again, more of a Yitziras Achalos like Kiddushin, a Maisa Kiddushin, where the, which is a formal creative act, not just an exchange of title, right? And the same thing with Shechor, where you're dealing with a Matir. So that's where the din of, or the Chiddush of Al Yidei Acherim, right? Each in its own way, right, is expressed. It's expressed only if there's all, but in case of Kiddushin, there are. In other words, the formal requirement of Eved Knani, the formal requirement of Kiddushei Isha, are different, right? And yet they share in common the need for this Kiddush and the Kiddush working. But it's going to be each according to its own rules. In the case of Shichur Eved, it's going to be the Matir of the Avdus, which I'll get to in just a second, and zeroing in on the role of the Adon. In the case of Kiddushin, you're still going to need some sort of Tziruf to the Bailim, and that's what Rashi, I think, is compensating for. But that's a very good question. It's a question that the Achronim ask. The same problem, by the way, exists within the Chachamim. If you look at the Gemara here, and again, the Achronim are bothered by it, because the Chachamim hold the following. Chacham are mikesef ayde atzmo, because they hold that there is a case of giving money to an eved, right, who is not going to be subject to the, you know, to the jurisdiction of the adon. But they also hold kesef ayde acherim. So the question number one, some achronim ask, Yeshua, foremost among them, is if really Eved Kanani is a chiddush, and it's based on the fact that it's the only way to read the pasuk of the hefta, right? Despite its chiddush, and that's the conclusion you have to reach. So why is it so pashut that for the chachamim, who don't have to read the pasuk that way, that we also accept the din of Eved Kanani, right? If it really was a chiddush, number one. Number two, the kesef ayde atzmo in ayde acherim lo. Right, that's number one. Number two is that the Gemara seems to connect for the Chachamim ayde acherim to the din of Zachen. Amai nei nami d'shalom midaita mechti shemanu with rabbanu damar zchusu sheyetsi mitachas yad rabba lecherus. That's how we paskin utzina Zachen ladam shalom b'fanav ein chavin ela b'fanav. So once again, it's clear two things. Number one, that the Gemara, when it comes to the Chachamim, Zayidei Acherim, three things. Number one, the Chachamim Zayidei Acherim, I will skip the third. But Chachamim Zayidei Acherim is, in the Gemara, considered to be Pashut, even though there is no makar. There's a makar for Rav Meir, the Hefta. It can only be that case. You could say, oh, it's mechudash. Right? It's mechudash because the money, because of the source of the money, like Itamar said, right? Like Chasr Mamona, literally. Or it's mechudash, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's no formal relationship between the beneficiary and the actor. Right? So for the Chachamim, for Rav Meir, it's easier to say Eved Kanani is mechudash because we have Gzeiras HaKasev, it says Vehefta, and it's the only way it can happen. That doesn't mean it's mechudash, but at least that might be a good reason to think it's mechudash. However, according to the Chachamim, but there you have to contend with the language of the Gemara, the language of Rashi here and so on. But according to the Chachamim, right, if it's so mechudash and they don't really have this as a makar, so how do they even know it? Moreover, they do seem to link, right, Ayde Acherim, Eved Kanani, to the din of Zachen Ladam Shelo B'fanav. How are you going to explain that? So if you say, oh, that's all it is, it's Zachen Ladam, or the Chiddush is the Chachamim think that Zachen Ladam Shelo B'fanav, works here. Typically, Zachen Ladam Shelo B'fanav is in a case where you're not initiating, some Yetziras HaChalos, or you're being Mekabel on behalf of the recipient, but here you have to to do a kinyan kesef for the recipient, and with your money, maybe not. You can't do that. Maybe kamash milan. That's also under the rubric of zachen ladam shalom b'fana. Hard to know. Either way, this is a question. The as I said, the Pnei Yehoshua says in Achanami, b'maskana it's pshuta. Others probably have to say something else, which we'll get to in just a second. That's on the Pshuta side, and I'll just build it up a little bit more with the Pnei Yehoshua here on Zion Amud Aleph, who also says Pshuta, but after at least asking the questions. So the Pnei Yehoshua here Helech Moni Viskachi Laploni, Pirish Rashi Hushlucho, then he quotes the Rush. It says, V'nira derashi nami lav dafka b'shoso shliach hayri. Elechad b'nayu nokan. I don't think this is correct, meaning I don't think that it's acceptable to say that Rashi is lav dafka here. I've already weighed in on what I think Rashi is really holding. But I think it's fascinating that the Pnei Yehoshua thinks it. Why? Dilo temahachi hechi aleph me'eved kanani. Exactly Aryeh's question. This is the one he asks on Zayin Amud Aleph. How can you learn from Eved Kanani? There's no ha'hasam lav mitorah shlichus ayri. So if you think that Rashi is dafka, which I think is bepashtus, you have to say something like what I said before, which is important. The Uki Rava Lekamon Daf Chav Gimel Alibed Rabbi Meir the Amar Al Yedei Achayim Afil Shalom Idaito the Ebed Bishum the Kabbalas Rabba Garmalo Ulefiza Ikar Al Yafusa Meavik Knani Haino Leinu the Mikri Bekai Gavna Kesef Alfa Gav De Lo Chaser Midi. Not that it's a different kind of Kesef, but the Kamash Malan is all these distinctions don't matter. Umimela Afil Lo Aso Shliachim Amar Achak Kakis Kad Shali B'Mana Shanasam Ploni Kanal. Pnei Yeshua lemaskana is coming closer to what Itamar was saying before, which is that it's not a kiddush; it's just an expanded hagdara of kesa. Is it also an expanded hagdara of maisa kiddushin as opposed to tziruf lemaisa kiddushin or tziruf lekabalas kiddushin? I think that's a much much bigger leap personally, but maybe next one. Pirush Rashi lekamon kesef aydei achayim alfagav da milsa Rabbi Meir kamar la chachamim pligi mikom makom hamaskinon lekamon da rabbananami kesef aydei atzma ben aydei achayim ve'od hamaskinon hasam da pligi Rabbi Meir rabbanan bekesef aydei achayim shalom midaito avon midaito kulam moda eliyesh ledaktek akati evit knani amai pshita leil rabba til chachamim afil aydei achayim dilma dafka aydei atzmo vel aydei achayim. This is the Pnei Yeshua saying, rebelling. How can it be so poshut? And how can it be? How do we even know for the Chachamim that it works if this really is a chiddush? Bishlam l'Rav Meir dam mikri kesef. Haynim bishum demuchach la mikra al korch dachek umuki anafshe al yedei achir mikri kesef. Tasvir le'enu niftes al yedei atzmo. Shenkin l'Rabbanan ikalameimar shape yedei achir lo mikri kesef. Venira devadai rava midrabi meir yalifla. The love svarapshuta the kai gavna mikri kesef tvei havaluk mikroi. He said the following. Maybe the chachamim got that came to the conclusion that since Rav Meir has two choices, either that an evid kanani can own money independent of rabo under certain conditions, or that you can have this kinyan evid kanani. So obviously he doesn't think the kinyan evid kanani is so mechudash either. Okay, I'm not so sure. Maybe just thinks that the having a kinyan, you know, independent of the rabbo is just completely inconceivable. What I'm trying to show is that the Pnei Yeshua is wrestling with the question, both for Rabbi Meir and for the Chachamim, right? Is this Pashut, at least a Maskana, or does this remain the Chudash? In which case, extending it to the Chachamim, and even the way we're applying it to Rabbi Meir, is problematic. And so on. Then he says, "Yeah, actually, yeah, kashali. Amar Ratzah Haran lefarish b'shitas Rambam the Dafka b'kedusha isha kona b'kai gavli yalala." He's saying, "I don't understand the Rambam. Is the Rambam ela deraba bala uchiach matzisa debeknandi disvar pshuta the kai gavli mikri kasef in kemi mele mahani v'chol makom ubalavach isvar zut tamiu tamua." He doesn't like the lala. He says, "I don't understand the Rambam." According to the Ram's understanding, thinks Evet Kanani doesn't apply in Dini Maminus. But now we're saying that the whole thing was a mirage. It was all Havamina. Right? Lamaskana, it's good. We don't care about the Mechasre Mamona. We don't care, again, because Tziruf Nesina is enough, or because Kabbalah is enough, or because that's even considered Nesina the Kabbalah. If a guy gives money, even though he's, you know, it's his bank account, who cares? He says, I don't get it. Then in the, I did some research last, then in the Kuntras Achron, he goes again with this, and again on Chav Gimel. He says, Kasav Rab B'shitas HaRambam, V'ikshesi Lishol B'fnim Ha'evet Kanani Gufalo Kimlon Ha'milsa Mikra L'may Dekaimelon Karabanon Ha'ino Misvar L'chud El'adanan Lo Kimlon Ha'ksvara El'amei Ha'mishad Evet Kanani Sof Kimon Desvar P'shuta Imkein P'shita D'mahani Linyan Mamon V'hodra Kusha L'duch D'lama Shmito. In Chav Gimel, he writes this whole story that maybe the whole thing depends on how you understand Shichur or Eved. There's a little bit of a turnaround. Okay, so let me just say the following. So that's one perspective, and that is that, you know, we had a crisis, it's all past. Eved Kanani's fine. But it doesn't work so well in the Rambam, in my opinion. It doesn't work even so well in Rashi, right, with the discrepancy of Shliach and so on. So just to mention some of the other things that some of the Achronim say, including the Machne Ephraim, Why does it, let's say it is a big chiddush, so how does it really work? Right? And again, is the chiddush limited to mechaser mamona? That's a symptom of the fact that there isn't sufficient connection to the maisa or to the zechia. Remember, according to Meir, this could even work shalomi daito, and he doesn't believe in zachin. So there's two lines in the Gemara that are very important that I just want to mention. One is when the Gemara thought, you know what, kesef role in Eved Kanani is different, right? Because, how does it go? Shani kesef hova kondi le bal korcha makna le bal korcha. That's one line. And especially the second line, which is, kabbalas rabba amar kesef kabbalas rabbo gormalo. Shtar kabbalas acherim gormalo. So this idea that the role of kesef in shichrur is different, or even better, kabbalas rabo gormalo, is a huge discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. What does it mean? What's the yichus in Eved Kanani that allows either one of these perspectives to apply? But again, the short part of the story for us is the discussion that is more clear in the Achronim, certainly. And that is, what is the scope of Eved Kanani? And is it a chiddush, and what is its chiddush? So I'll just tell you a range very quickly. There are some who suggest, this is kind of what the Machne Ephraim is saying, I think, in Simchat Tzvav, a little bit. The only reason Eved Kanani is a chiddush, some of this he doesn't say, some of it is implicit, I'm just adding in the words. Eved Kanani is a chiddush, and it's not... This is one extreme. It's not going to work anywhere where you require a tziruf or a zechia, a representation, let's say, of the beneficiary. We'll take the classic Eved Kanani case. If you have to be acting on behalf of the Eved, if the Eved needs to be zocha bi'atzmo through your pu'ula, then this is not going to work. Because the fact that it didn't come out of his bank account and or both, right, that there is no legal relationship between this third party and him, he's not a shliach. There's no din of zachin according to Rabbi Meir, right? These facts do not allow you to bridge the gap of doing something kidei shehu yizke. Again, I think the Pnei Yehoshua may disagree with that. Either he thinks that and tziruf lekabbalah is always good enough for that. Or tziruf lemaisa nesina shel acherim is always good enough for that. Fine. For Rashi, it's even easier. Say, the shlichos, or something like it. Fine. For the chachamim, not Rameir, zachin adam only, or zachin adam plus. Fine. For Rabbi Meir, it's more difficult. But with the... One group of them is saying is, whatever you, if you needed the Eved to be Zocha Biatzmo here, more frontally, I'm not talking about the end result. Mimele Zocha Biatzmo in the Shechrur. But does it work through Zechias Atzmo? If it worked through Zechias Atzmo, Eved Kanani wouldn't work. And what the Gemara is saying, especially in this last line, when it says, Kesef, Rav Amar, Kesef, Kabbalas, Rabo Gormalo, is the Gemara's sharp way of saying, at least in Eved Kanani, that the method of his shichur is not that he's zocha v'atzma. For that, you need shlichos, or zachin, maybe even also, in addition to that, I'm not sure, mamono, that's more questionable. But what really happens in Eved is that the way that the shichur takes place, the Eved is the beneficiary, but it's a din in the Adon. If the Adon is Mekabel Mamon, right, for the Shichur of a particular Eved, that's a heter. Now, the way the Machna Ephraim says it is a little bit different. The way he says it is that it's Midin Siluk HaAdon. You could have said it's a din Shichur, it's a din of the Matir. Maybe every Eved is, you know, kind of tentative, and it's easy to neutralize it, and the neutralization is, you know, any as long, the receiving of Kesef is a matir of Shechur. That's one way to say it. Another way to say it, again, the details are more important for Eved Kanani than they are for us at the moment, is that Siluk HaAdon, right, is all you need, that's what you need in Eved. Then Mimela he zocha biatmo, and Sila Ka'adon could take place, Balkorchach, Ayde Acher. It's all about the Adon. That's why you don't care that it's Balkorchach and Eved, because it's not the Eved's bailus one way or another. What's it got to do with it? Right? That's a second way. A third way, a third level, is that in order to accomplish Shechur Eved, it's not just a matir, this is the Hagdar al Pidin of Shechur Eved al Yidei Kesef, and it's not just Siluk Atzmo, maybe there's Zechia min Ha'adon. That's a third subtle level. Zechia min Ha'adon. But it's not Zechia al Shem or Ba'ad Ha'eved. It's not. It's zechia ba'ad. Even then, can you do zechia the zechia min ha'adon as opposed to simply siluk or matir, right? Without being mitzuref enough to the chefza, which is being nishtachrer. Maybe. But then the achronim who say this are all bothered by. So what do you do with the Gemara on Zion Amud Aleph, which is kesef kiddushin? So I think the Machan Ephraim is saying, in Siman Tes Vav Nechal Shulchan, is that, you know what? In Kesef Kiddush, in Kinyan Kesef generally, I'm not sure if this is true for Kinyan Kesef, it might be Mechalei, Kinyan Kesef generally, who says that it's like Zechia Al Yedei Nesinas HaKesef, maybe the Nesinas HaKesef is what triggers a kind of Siluk, or Zechia Min, but not a Zechia For. That's the based on this equation. Now, if you go further and you say, no, you really need Zchiyasa Eved, Be'atzmo, then you have to say that Eved Knani, despite the different funding and despite the lack of a formal connection between them, even in the Maisa, the Chiddush of Eved Knani is that a third person. You know, I don't know whether there's an implicit call Yisrael or Avim Zelazeh or whatever it is, but a third party, right, can, you know, l'schuso benefit or can operate on behalf of a recipient. Now, if you take the view that for the Chachamim, just one more second, Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav, you know, is really what's going on here, or practically that's all that's going on here, then that's fine. But if you think, even for the Chachamim, just one more second, that Eved Knani really is Mechudash, and the only reason that it works is because it's the Matir of Shechror, or the Siluk Atzmo, or a Zechia which doesn't require any kind of Zechia, Ba'ad Ha'Eved, it just needs a Zechia Mina Adon, something like that. So then how come the Gemara links it up to Zachin L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav? Right? Again, if you think l'maskana that the way this that Eved Knani really works midin zachin, it's not such a big chiddush. It's just a chiddush. You might have thought that the bank account source or whatever, or some of the fact that this is a more extensive zachin than a typical zachin, but kamashman it's zachin. That's a way to read the Gemara. But if you think really l'halacha that Eved Knani is more limited and it only works, let's say, in kiddushin or in Eved, because it's a special din in the chiddush of these. Where you don't need so what's a zachin component have to do with anything at all? And clearly the Chachamim have it, right? So I'd like to say about that, and then I'll take the question. I'd like to give you the, you know, a mashal, but it's very similar to what we've been saying about some other things. Not a mashal, another example. What's the other example? So those who learned Ksuvis a couple of years ago in June, we got to it, right? The sugya of Ger Katan Matbilin Osal Bas Bezdin. Right, Ellie?
Yeah.
So what does the Gemara say? Ger katam apilin al das bezdin? On the basis of what? Zachin ladim shalom b'fanav. So it's obvious that that is not a typical zachin ladim shalom b'fanav. Right? No one's doing something on behalf of the Eved which is accruing to him. Correct? So the Ramban alatar, I'm sorry, Ramban above Metzia and the Sugev Zachin and Ayin Aleph, so is very bothered by this. Right. More importantly, Tosus in Sanhedrin, Samaches, the famous one, is very bothered by this. Tosfos is like, this isn't Zochin. You're not doing, Zochin means a kinyan on behalf of the other fellow. Right? Receiving a benefit on behalf of the other fellow. Right? What does that have to do with, shepherding him through the process of Geirus? So Tosfos in Sanhedrin is a terrific line, where they basically say, that's where we get these categories of thinking from, although we have to be careful. They basically say, it's true that Geirus, the whole story of Geirus is not told by Zochin. But unless you hold that Zochin l'adam shelo b'fonav, you're not going to hold that somebody, that matbilin oso adas achem. Meaning, the idea that, in other words, there is a implicit reality, halachic reality, there's a concept embedded within Zochin l'adam shelo b'fonav, right? Which is also relevant. You have to hold Zochin l'adam shelo b'fonav. It's relevant even when that's not, strictly speaking, the mechanism. Do we have it? Sabaches. Tosfos says, you wouldn't be able to act on behalf of a ger and be mitzuraf to what's happening to him if you didn't hold Zochin l'adam shelo b'fonav. A, if you didn't hold the mitzvos, and that zchuyos are something where there's some sort of tziruf, it would just be, every man is an island to himself. The Zochin isn't the mechanism. You have it?
Yeah.
So keep going down. It's like towards the bottom. Keep up a little more. Thanks. Yeah. 1 second. Where are we? Does it keep going? Is there more? Is there more in this piece?
Yeah, going on for a while.
Yeah, keep going. It's in the second half. The end of Tosfos. Got it up? I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm using it as that part of the mashal. Do you have it or not?
All the way down here?
Oh, here it is, yeah. I think so. Venera deschia, yeah. The mirror deschia de gerus lo domi le shar schuyos. The masha bezma pion also inim zochin baburo. Elahu zocha beatzmo begufo. Right, shanasa ger, venikras takas kanfe ashchina. I had the parach b'ksuvas tanina zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav b'shani mal the same over gachav b'fkeren dichalei. And mishum the im haisa chovasa loya bezin hit matzeya lahach nizgufa b'davar sheish lachova. Meaning that even if you don't apply the mechanism of zechia and zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav, right? What you see from zochin is that the ability of someone to act on your behalf, to interfere, to intervene, itself requires that we view this as a zachin. Right? You can take it a step further, meaning that there is, in matters of zachin, a certain tziruf between people's interests, and if people's interests are mitzuraf. If you interpret Eved Kenani as mechudash, not only for Rabbi Meir, but also for the Chachamim, in a significant way in the sugi here on Chav Gimel, then the connection to Zochin may be explained in a similar way. First, Moshe had a question, and then Itamar. Yeah.
Are we going to fit Rashi with the Chachamim in terms of Zochin?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Rashi said it was shlichus.
Yeah.
The Chachamim are saying that it's Zochin. Rashi and Tav
Zion. Yeah. Could be. I thought about that too. Maybe. If that's all it is Zochin. And then the Chiddush in both cases is an extension of that, despite the fact that the money comes from a different source. How big a Chiddush is that? Maybe that. That's kind of what I was referring to also when I said that the Rashi, which emphasizes on Chav Gimel Aleph, that this isn't such a big Chiddush, that this is Pashut, even for Rabbi Meir, it's in the Chachamim that we say Zochin, right? For Rabbi Meir, there is no Zochin, so it's a little harder to say that part. Yeah, correct. That's an important point too, which I was about to just mention, so thank you about that. Because we paskin, and so does the Rambam. Again, when the Rambam in Perakei Chus Avadim, I don't have it. Anybody have Perakei Chus Avadim, Halakha Aleph or Beis? The Rambam also quotes Zochin, when he quotes Ayideh Acherim, even though the Rambam thinks, obviously, that Eved Knani is a Mechudash mechanism based on the way that he quotes it in Perakei. You have it? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Kamenetsky. Yeah. A little louder, louder. So you could just read that. If you just read this Rambam in isolation, right, you would not think that Eved Kanani was anything. It's just a din zachen l'adam shel b'fanav. In light of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, and especially the omission in Hilchos Mechira, right, the impression would be you need zachen l'adam shel b'fanav, but there's still something additional about Eved Kanani. Itamar.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
First, what's the difference between the Pnei Yeshua and
the Machan and Prime? I thought the Pnei Yeshua is a saying that a lot of the... Which one? Which Pnei Yeshua? The ones that I read in the Zion and Aleph?
Yeah.
Or the one about the whole thing being dependent upon... Oh, let me just mention that for a second. I say in Zion and Aleph, I think the Pnei Yeshua is trying to also explain the Rambam. I think that's where he's trying to... On Chav Gimel, he's trying to explain the Rambam... omission of the Mishnah and so on. And there he says that whether or not Eved Kanani will work and whether it will be Pashut, I think is what he says, should depend Gufa on how you understand Shechor Eved and the Machlokas, whether Mafgir Avdo Yotza Lecheros, even without a Get Shechor or not. So that I think is a little bit of a different piece. Well, I think what Pnei Yeshua is saying is what you wanted to say in the Rambam, but which I disagree with, this is all just like a passing thought that maybe this matters, but in the end of the day, it's Pashut. And that's why the Pnei Yeshua has so much difficulty with the Ran and the Rambam's omission and so on.
But the principle is just that the third party payer...
A third party payer, big deal. So third party payer is good too.
And what's the Machan Ephraim saying?
I thought the Machan Ephraim was saying that, in Ochanami, this is a Chedesh, and it only works because you don't really need Zechias ha-beneficiary, Zechias ha-zoche, right, or ha-marbiach, or ha-kone. What you really need is Siluk ha-makne. And that's the only reason why Eved Kanani works. In Lu Yitzuyar, you had, but his chiddush is, that also applies, I think in this, there is an overlap, that also applies generally in Kinyan Kesef. But what I would have said was...
Meaning what?
Meaning Kinyan Kesef generally works not so much B'Kiddush as a din in Schia, frontally. I'm not talking about the result. The result is, it goes from his Rishus, comes into this guy's Rishus. But it doesn't frontally happen that way because he brings it into his Rishus through the Kesef. And what really happens is that the Kesef neutralizes and is misalek Kinyon Mocher and Mimela, the Kona is Makapa. But he's fourth. Now, I would have said, just let me add one more thing. Can I say one more thing? I would have added, within that maybe that Gufa is a difference between.
I'm charitable, I'll let you.
I know I'm not, that's what I'm at. I wouldn't have raised my hand if I didn't think there was some chance that you would be charitable. Right? You have a good reputation.
I raise my hand even when I despair.
It seems to me like you get, now and then, the opportunity to say something. I personally would have thought that gufa should be one of the differences between, just as it is for some of the achronim, it's unique to shechor. I think that also could be unique to kesef kedushin, especially for the Rambam. The la is that Eved Kanani is going to work here because they work differently, and I do think it has to do with kesef shelhana. Or what Ellie was saying the other day about Kesef versus Mammon, which I think is pretty much the same idea. But I think the Machan Ephraim universalized it to Kinyan, Kesef, and Mammon.
Isn't that a way of saying that Kinyan Kesef doesn't require the purchaser to be the payer? Isn't that the principle at hand?
It doesn't work through the purchaser or the payer.
Pays on behalf of the purchaser, and that Nesina Samos triggers a kinyan for the purchaser. No.
He's saying more than that. He's saying that if you needed a kinyan for the purchaser, this wouldn't work. But what you really, really need is the siluk of the previous owner, and that's the reason. If you needed more, you wouldn't have it.
But you know what he's saying is not needed. That you don't need the mice. You don't need the lokeach to be the payer.
You don't need. No. He's not saying. Just again, you're very focused on the payer. I think the payer is a symptom. According to these Rishonim, it's not more than that. He's not saying that. He's saying the reason you don't need the lokeach to be the payer is because the lokeach isn't really the konah. Mimela, it comes into his rishus, but the method of the kinyan, the method of the kinyan isn't his zechia. It's the siluk.
So why is it just hefker?
No, because it's in the transaction between them. We're not.
We just said that the lokeach is never a principal party.
No. We're talking about two different issues. I mean, this is
paying,
an agreement.
Third party's paying, and
this is a smichus. This is a
the
Machne Ephraim is trying to say something descriptive, a sophisticated, descriptive, nuanced distinction between how different kinyanim work. And what he's saying is there are kinyanim, and this we know for sure in the modes of kinyanim. We just don't know that this is the case in kesef. If I give you a list of kinyanim that work, whether it's a metalton or karka, right? Let's say mishicha and hagba'a and chalipin and agav and chazaka and so on and so forth. It's perfectly clear that the different modes of acquisition operate frontally in different ways, even though in all cases it's between these two parties. There's no hefker. It's a closed system between them. But some work through siluk bailus hamocher. And some work through, knisa lershus hazocha, and zechias hazocha. What the Machne Ephraim is saying, if I remember correctly, and certainly other Achronim say it too, is that the fact of our Gemara in Zayin and Aleph, and the connection to Eved Kenani in Shechror, and the line in Shechror in the Gemara, of which is the key line for them, Kabbalas Rabo Gormalo, may prove that Kesef Kiddushin, but then he extends it to Kesef in general, the mode of its methodology, right, is not Knisa, that there's a frontal Knisa Lershuso, that's the result. The method of getting into my Rishus is the Siluk Mershus Amokar. But Lu Yitzurya, you need it as Chia and
the
Knisa.
The Lokeach didn't do anything here. He
didn't do anything. I mean, those are him like him.
He didn't do a Maisa Kinyan.
A third party can be effective on his behalf because the Ikar mode of acquisition is the Siluk rather than the Kinyan. I think that's very, very reasonable. Okay. If you disagree with Machne Ephraim,
I'm not disagreeing with Machne Ephraim. I'm just saying that there's a critical link that's missing here.
All we're saying
is that, yes, Kinyan Kesef is different.
Right.
That's why it allows for the third party.
Or maybe Kiddushei Kesef is different.
It doesn't tell you what the mechanism of the third party payment is doing.
No, it's fine. The more, as long as the Biglal Lech and the Kabbalah is fine, because you don't need the additional Nesia. In all these cases, what we're really weighing, and that's why I spent the time on it,
So it sounds like it's reducing to Pnei Yeshua.
I think it's Kirchok Mizrach Mimarov of the Pnei Yeshua. Just to sum up, these are different perspectives, depending on what you need in Shechor Eved and what you need in Kiddushin. The more everything focuses on, let's say, a matir, or on the next level, a siluk, or on the next level behind that, zechias, or haknas hamocher, right? The more that is the case, that implies that Eved Kenani is very mechudash, and it's very limited. The application of that to the Kiddushin side is significant in terms of what's going on. If you think that Eved Kenani can also work in terms of Zechias Kone, meaning Eved, let's say, or in the case that it's considered to be a Tziruf, Mitzuraf Nesina to the Bailim, or if there is Shlichos, or something like that, then of course you're getting closer to the idea that it's less, much less of a Chiddush. Or that the Chiddush, whatever remains of it, is something that is very specific to Kiddushin and Shechoret. So let me just highlight this in another way, just very quickly. Getting back to Rashi and the Tosas Rit, and then we'll talk about Kabbalah and the Sinai. See, we're not going to get in the extra shir, which we'll try to do Monday. We'll try to go into the next sugya quickly and talk about some of those issues. But let's talk about for a minute, either way, Zayin Amud Beis. And there's much more on this, obviously, both in the sugya and Chaf Gimel, and not so much here is there much more, but at least I think we have a better maybe framework for dealing with it. Boy Rava. Okay? Shnei b'nai secha l'shnei b'nai b'pruta ma. Okay. So, basa nosin b'kabel azinan v'ayika mamona odilma basa didhu azinan b'haleka. So let's just talk very quickly about Rashi and the Tosas Rit. Right, Shmuley? So what is Rashi and Tosas? Tosas and Tosas Rit, let's say. Okay. What's Tosas and what's Tosas Rit? What's that?
When it comes to
what? The Gemara I just mentioned. The Boy Rava, no saying, Boy Rava, Shnei b'nosecha l'shnei banai b'pruta ma'u. Basa nosin u'makabal azina v'ika, amona, odilma basa didhu azlina v'haleka. And the Gemara says, take. What? Didn't see that? Jonathan? Saw it? Yaakov? Okay, I thought that was Isaac. Tosas and Tosas Rit. What does Tosas say?
That it's like
say again.
It's like Matanos.
That the Kabbalah part is talking about Matanos, but Tosas is very mechudash, correct? Tosas takes the Gemara shelo kipshuto. When you take a Gemara that says one thing and you say it means something else, you have to be pretty convinced of it, right? The simple reading of our Gemara is the Gemara wants to know what. Basar nosin or basar nosin a makabel azlinan or basar the didu basar the real protagonists.
Tosas takes out the nosin.
Yeah, Tosas says that they're take that lav dafka. The Gemara has to be read differently than the text. Right, it's not even a pshat. It's just a. So what is the real question? You have what is the real?
Just the Kabbalah.
It's the Sinai and Kabbalah. Right, you have a you have Nesina, which is ineffective, and a Kabbalah, which maybe is effective, correct? And the question is, Basar Nosein or Basar Makabel, is it? Not Basar Nosein and Makabel as opposed to Basar Didhu, but Basar Nosein or Basar Makabel, correct? Yes or no?
I thought we were saying that the Nosein doesn't really matter.
Right, okay, correct. I mean, basically, right, okay. I mean, we're basically saying that the nosein here, there's multiple, there's not a pruta in the nos in the nesina, and the question is whether or not that's a problem.
What are you saying that?
What's a suffix in the Gemara?
What are you saying that it's definitely don't care about the nosein because if we did care about the nosein, we definitely need two
pruta. Right.
Okay.
So either the Gemara is saying either that's what the Gemara is saying, we don't care about the nosein, therefore it doesn't work. Put it this way. If it works, in order for this to maybe work, you have to say two things. Number one, in order for there to be a suffix, you have to say two things. What is a suffix based on? What is a tzada suffix that it'll work? You have to say two things.
First of all, we don't care about
the no saying.
And two, that we have a suffix whether we care about the Kaaba or the person being the woman being
pretentious. Okay, another word, or maybe another way to say that would be in the case of Kabbalah's. Ha'av, that Tosas doesn't flesh out, right? Is Kabbalah Sa'av, treated like Kabbalah Shliach? And that's with our two daughters, right, and one father, is that considered one Kabbalah? In the case of Shliach, if it was a Shliach, it wouldn't work, correct? If it was a Shliach for the Banos, it wouldn't work. So, it's not purely a Nosein and Mekabel issue either, right? It's we don't care about the nosein. The only hechatimtzi of nosein is shliach, and that's always a case where there's a problem. That's a given, says Tosas, correct? And as far as the makabel is concerned, it's one. Maybe the suffix is whether it's one makabel, right? So in which case it goes on to the, as I say, father as a bailim as opposed to father as a super shliach list. Here, even if you want to say the father is a Bailim, to say that he's bailim ad kedei kach, that when he's bailim for both of his daughters, that that's still considered an integrated action, is a huge chiddush, right? But that's Tosis' suffix. What Tosis for sure says we don't care about, we care about the Mekabel, right? We certainly don't care about the Nosek. Okay, that's an important statement about Kiddusha. Right? In other words, Chatzi Pruta of Nesina, as long as there's a possibility of a Pruta Kabbalah, right, might work. Yes, Isaac? Okay. So that's number one. And that is something that the Mishnah LeMelech quotes in his discussion on Hey Aleph. Right? The Mishnah LeMelech basically discusses the question of Kabbalah and Nesina, and he has several cases. Right? One is Yisuri Anam, the issue we talked about in the first semester. Let's say you have a case of Yisuri Anam, right, which is considered to be Mamon Shovi Le Isha for the Kabbalah, but it's not Mamon for the Nesina, for the Baal. Let's say she's a Chola, right, a Chola Mesukan or a Chola She'en Basakana, depending on the case, so it's a whether it's Yisrael or Daraisa or Rabbanan, whatever. Correct? So that he thinks is a machlokas between the Ritva and Rashi. The Mishnah Melech thinks so. I think it's more complicated. We read that Ritva, B'shem Ra'ah, and Afnun Ches, right? Mekadesh Ba'orla, Mekadesh B'chulin Shenishkatu Ba'zara, right? It goes to the question of the Chite Kordonaisa Gemara, Mekadesh B'shashishis, the Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin. So the Mishnah Melech says, I think this is a massive machlokes, right? Whether we care about the Mekabel or the Nosek, a critical issue. A second nafkamina, says the Mishnah Melech, might very well be, depending on how you understand it, Gezel, Mekadesh Begezel. Right? If you're Mekadesh Begezel, so there's Gezel, and then you transfer it to a third party, right? So there's Yeush and Shina Rishus, right? He stole an object, then he gives it to her. Let's lock after Yush, let's say. So it's Yush and Shina Rishus. And the question is that going to work? If that works, why does it work? After all, it seems like he, the Nosein, didn't really own it. The Bailim didn't own it. By the time she gets it, she's Mekabelos. So that's another example where you have, right, where you've eliminated the Nosein or the Maisa Kiddushin is compromised, and the Kabbalah Sakiddushin seems to be king. But that depends, as we've already, I think, noted, on how you understand Yush and Shina Rishus. If you think that Yush Kedi, we paskin Yush Kedi Lokani, so if that means that nothing has happened until the Shina Rishus, so that means that the Ganav has zero bailos, or he doesn't have enough bailos, put it this way, to be Konen Isha. He has Kinyan Exela, but he doesn't have more than that. Right? So it's a case of flawed or compromised or non-existent Nesina. Right? But there is Kabbalah. He's Gorein Kabbalah Sa'isha. He's Mitzuref to the Kabbalah Sa'isha. However, if you hold either something like Yiyush V'Shina Rishus Boin Kiyachad, that's once a Shina Rishus, so that's like that, you know, there's like, you know, time stops. You know, the simultaneity. We talked about Gita V'yada Boin Kiyachad. Right? According to the Ksos, Gita V'yada Boin Kiyachad is only in the Sina Dinim. It's never going to be a din in Kinyanim or Zechiyah V'hakna. Okay? But the Ritva and Gitin, and the Ritva and Kiddushin rather, and the Nuns, in base, he does apply Kiddushin, right, the Kinyanim Boin Kiyachad. That's his way of solving this problem. So then it's not such a good Raya. Or, if you hold what some Rishonim said, which is that we hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani. But maybe Yish Kedi, even though it's Lo Kani, has the effect of a Kinyan Amanas Lahaknos. Kinyan Amanas Lahaknos. Right? So he's a Kone, he's a Bailim, Inyan, Kinyan Amanas Lahaknos. Yish Kedi Lo Kani, Ligabe the Heftza. But to be a Bailim, Inyan Akna, that you can be. Maybe that's enough for Kiddushin too. Okay, that's the second case, that's a discussion. You have Yisuri Anah, you have Gezel and Yeish. A third case is the Radvaz, that we mentioned before. Let's say you give A by the time of the Nesina, the object is worth less than a pruta. By the time of the Kabbalah, right, it turned into a pruta, right? So, like, you know, Madai, you know, market domination took over in that, you know, split second. So then you have, again, a Nesina, a problematic Nesina or a non-existent Nesina with a Kabbalah. Depends on this issue. In addition, says the Mishnah Melech, Eved Knani is relevant to this question. Because Eved Knani, the Gemara says, is Lo Mechaser Mamona. And since it's Lo Mechaser Mamona, so there's no Nesina, but there is Gram Kabbalah Biglali. So Eved Knani also works that way. But now we know that it's not so poshut because it depends on a lot of things that we've been talking about. Right? Especially if there's shlichus. I mean, for the Rambam, that's the case. If there's shlichus, and if the shlichus is significant, at least the maisa is related to the bailin. If it's a davar poshut in the end, and it's more like a kind of a zachin, it's still different than zachin. Zachin, the person, well, put it this way, the shechurer or the siluk part are not at all comparable to zachin, as we've said. Because zachin, you're trying to accomplish something on behalf of the other fellow. Here, you're not trying to accomplish on behalf of the other fellow. You're just, there's a transaction between you and the adon. Mimela, the other fellow, gets on. But whatever. The point is that Eved Knani isn't so pashut, but Mishnah Melech thinks that it's an example of this. Another example of it, he thinks, is this Rashi. He says, if you hold like Rashi, that this Gemara is Lavdafka, and that the Nosein is out of the picture, Likula Alma, so you have a case of Kabbalah Belinasina. However, he says, according to Tosis Rid, that would not be true, so we'll get to Tosis Rid in 1 second. But before we get to Tosis Rid, just give me one more minute. I want to mention that there's a big machlokas, so achronim, within the Rashi. Just one more second. And that is as follows. According to, Tosis, sorry. Within Tosis's view that the Nesina doesn't matter, so there's an interesting discussion among the achronim, right, regarding the following. What happens in this case? Okay, according to the Tzad HaSafek that it works, what's the Hechatimtzi? The Hechatimtzi is that a shliach received money or the father received money, or a shliach received money from two parties, half a pruta, right? Or, to be Mekadesh for these two daughters, right? And the whole point is that, you know, the Nesina doesn't matter, but the Kabbalah might matter. So some Achronim say, we don't think that that's the case. Because if that were the case, then everybody would agree that it wouldn't work. Because since we're dealing with a regular case of the money coming from the, you know, potential Mekadesh, that's going to split up the Kabbalah Likul Alma. If the source, in other words, of the money is distinct, there are two sources of the money, that even if there's one Kabbalah, right, it's Al Pidin considered to be two Kabbalahs of half a pruta. However, I think this is the Avnei Miluim suggests. However, and then the Rashash also, I think, says it. However, if the case is a case where the money comes from the shliach, let's say the father, the father didn't collect a half a pruta from each one of his sons. The father, right, dug into his own pocket and gave the other father a pruta. So in that case, there's room for Tosis' suffix. Right? So that, I think, is a very fascinating issue. First of all, the issue whether or not the different source of the money has impact on splitting up the Kabbalah, what otherwise would be a single Kabbalah but is now two Kabbalahs, that's the Avnei Miluim. Right? I think it's, what is it called? Anyone? Somebody say Kotten Lamed? The bottom people of the footnote in the Tosis Rid in mine, he quotes this Machlokas as well. And then he quotes another Machlokas, which we'll get to in just a second. So that's very fascinating, because what we're really saying is that even if Eved Kanani works, right, Al Pidin, it's not that we're saying Eved Kanani works and there the Mechasra Mamone factor is irrelevant. What we're saying is despite it, and we have now two models of a third party operating on behalf, right, of their client. In the case of shluchim, it's always going to be divided up. And in the case of a, you know, more of a zachin type, but not midin zachin, in the case of Eved Kanani, where the funding source is one, it's not just the funding source. The funding source impacts on how we look at the representation vis-a-vis the Makabel. So that's an interesting machlokas achron. Parallel to that is the discussion within the Tosis Rid. How does the Tosis Rid Chaim Saad? How does he interpret these two Gemaras? Eitan? Anybody? Isaac? He takes the Gemara Kipshuto, right? We're dealing with the Basa Nosein Azlinon or Basa Makabel Azlinon. What's the case? The Pashtus. You have the father gives the money to the father of the, what do you call it? And the question is, do we look at this as a chalos? No, it's a fast. That's why I used this already. I invoked this Tosis Rid. I was suggesting that, you know, typically we look at Shluchon Kimoso and we say that there's no personality and no chalos of Maisa Shlichas. But in Kiddushin, where we have Limudim, right? Maybe the Shliach, because we would think that the that the Maisa Kiddushin of the Bailim would have a certain special additional stature, maybe because of the connection to the Nesuin, going back to the beginning of the year, or other reasons, or because it's Tziros HaKalos, but we say Boyos B'Shulchon, can affect the Bracha, can do other things. So what we're saying is that maybe Shlichos, even LaHolacha, in Kiddushin, is a Kiddushay Shlichos, and that he's the Mekadesh, but not the Torah's the Bailim, I mean, representing the Bailim, but a little removed from the Bailim. Right? So number one, that seems to be part of the discussion that Tosfos read here. I don't know if in general in Shlichos, or in Shlichos in Kiddushin in particular, because you have the Shliach for the Banim, giving to the Shliach of the Banos, right? It probably shouldn't matter whether it's a father or anybody else, presumably, unless you're still going to be Mechalik between Nesina and Kabbalah, but then you should flesh it out, right? In what sense is that one at all, right? He's a shliach of two different people. But if there's a shame shliach l'kiddushin, etc., maybe. Oh, so that's a very interesting sheet of the Tosis Rid. But then within the Tosis Rid, there's also further debate. Again, the Atzmas Yosef, this he points out in the footnotes here, the Atzmas Yosef read the Tosis Rid, I think, Kiputo, which is that the case is a case where the source of the money, right, is irrelevant. Meaning if the two sons contributed, each one, you know, generously, a half pruta to their father to be the shliach, or some other shliach, right, the question would still apply. However, the Avnei Miluim disagrees. Avnei Miluim says that in his reading of the Tosis Rid, even for the Tosis Rid, this is only a question, the possibility that this is one integrated Nesina is only because of Eved Kanani, not in Shliach. Once again, an interesting discussion whether Lahalacha, Eved Kanani that works differently. You got a question?
I thought to find out that in the Mishnah Melech, he doesn't use the Lashon that there's no, you don't need a Nesina, you only need a Kabbalah. He just says that you don't need Nesina of Shavakruta from the Baal.
Yeah, okay. I think that's another, I think that's what he's saying. The whole point, I think he does use a Lashon of Nesina and Kabbalah numerous times in the big piece, but I can't open it now and look at it. Either way, I think that's Damar Pashat what he's saying. I mean, that's the issue. The issue of whether or not you need a Shava Pruta from the Baal when you need a Shava Pruta for Kiddushin is an issue whether we zero in on the Nesina or on the Kabbalah.
I'm think, but the Mishnah Mafa can equally be read that it's not about whether you need an asina,
but
of course, it's whether you need a shavakuta from Momen Abba.
And why would that be relevant from Momen Abba? Well, why would? But the issue isn't about the shovi, because otherwise, it has nothing to do with yish and shina rishos.
Well, in that case, he actually says that because
they're all cases of lesser pruta. And they're not cases of lesser pruta. They're not cases of evikinani. So I think it comes to the same thing. I think it's a matter of semantics.
Okay.
We're not talking about the shovi.
Before we were debating about if you think that Evikinani is just about the kesef,
right,
not about the maisa,
right,
the
sina
of the kedushin.
Right. I think that's what he's saying. Is he saying that? I think that's what he's
saying.
Well,
he said in the sina shavakruta. That's what he's focusing on.
Right. The sinas shavakruta. But it's not in the shovi because the Evikinani and the gezel case that he.
And the case where he appeals to Evikinani is a case where he throws the coin. And it's not worth the shavar pruta when it leaves.
He's comparing it. The Radvaz.
He appeals to Evikinani to negotiate that case.
Right, the Radvaz.
Right. He's using that to show that you don't really have concern of shavar pruta means that about.
Because we don't really care about the Nesino, we care about the Kabbalah. I think also in Perek Zion this is the same thing. Okay. I got to stop here because it's late, but this is the end of Evikinani. I'm sorry we didn't. There's more to say, a little bit more to say. I think Midin Shneim also, in light of this, just add that one other point. I mean, obviously, again, the Rambam and why he omitted, you know, and the two opposite reasons and all that discussion. But also the combination of Bishum Shneim between Arev and Evan Kanani emerges as a very interesting issue in light of this. Because, again, if the whole point is that, oh, no big deal, not such a big Kiddush, only a Hava Mina, you know, Lahalacha, this is a Kabbalah, Arev is a Kabbalah, or a Hana, and this is a Nesina. So then, of course, if you put them together, what's the big deal? But the more you think that even the halacha, these are kiddushim, right, then putting them together becomes a problem or an issue. So two things also to mention. Number one, by the way, somebody mentioned to me the other day after, I don't remember who anymore, that they saw that the Eben Ha'ezel, this is Al Meltzer, Parak Aleph Chesbakira, tries to answer the Rambam. But he also starts off, I just got to read the beginning of it, he starts off by saying, oh, the Gemara talks about Arev in Kiddushin, and, you know, the whole point is that, you know, you might think it's zero, but it really is a perfectly good Nesina or a perfectly good Kabbalah. He said, but don't think that that's what's going on, exactly what we're talking about, in Evikinani, because in the end of the day, Evikinani is Nesina Sacherim, it's not Nesina Sabailim. It's a Nesina Sacherim that works. And of course, that's how he wanted to explain, as we basically were, but that's also an interesting to look at. The other thing just to mention is, in Arev, and some of these Evikinani cases, the Tosas Rid and Ramiri discuss this issue, and the Bach disagrees. Let's say you have, instead of, what's the Bim Bishum Shneim case? Tain, how does it go? Tain Mana Vakoni Vakadish Anilo? That's the case. Let's say you said Tain Mana Leploni Vakade Shani Leploni Acher. Okay? So that's an interesting, that's what Tosas Rid has, a discussion in the Be'iri. So the Bach says, you think that's, no, that's too far. There has to be some tziruf to the protagonists. Bechetesi, again, if in the end of the day what we're saying is, you know, this is a Kabbalah, and that's a Nesina, and everything is, you know, Shalom al Yisrael, so who cares? But, and I think that's what Tosas Rid Zaken, you know, with his Amira statements are also about. But in the end of the day, if we feel that, you know, it's ki kachishisha, even if it isn't a perfectly conventional Nesina and Kabbalah, but it's ki kachishisha, and maybe there's some flexibility in how you do ki kachishisha, going back to our, again, Nasa Nehiba. But then there's a limit, because we are dealing with different, I wouldn't say compromise, we'll talk about more specialized Hagdaros here. And that's going to affect that whole Bach, whatever discussion too. So I wish you all a good week. Again, I'm sorry, but it's in a good cause. But on Monday, we're going to try to at least, you know, set out some of the basic issues on Zion and Aleph. Make sure to look at the Rajpa, the Sugya, and again, a Gittin, Mem Gimel. I don't know if we'll get to all that, but whatever we don't do in that, I'm going to take one more to get to Chesom and Deis in June, and then June, we're going to start with Mekadesh, the Mashko.
Thank you very much. Pleasure. I